to ensure all security arrangements to make their temporary stay in Bangladesh safe and secure. Among the Rohingyas, there are a large number of persons with disabilities. We are also providing humanitarian and services to them in collaboration with organizations specialized in this sector, such as Handicap International. As the Rohingya camp in Cox's Bazar is extremely congested and prone to natural disasters, we developed an island, Bhashanchar, by spending more than $350 million from our own budget. Bhashanchar has all modern amenities, including accessibility features, including facility of ramps for persons with disabilities. Till today, more than 30,000 Rohingyas voluntarily relocated to Bhashanchar. A number of Rohingya persons with disability relocated to Bhashanchar. The government of Bangladesh places great importance on ensuring access to education for all, especially for girls. And in a similar vein, government is facilitating learning activities for the Rohingya children inside the camps, including Rohingya children with disability. We have arranged learning scopes for the Rohingya children inside the camps through around 5,000 learning facilities, all of which are in operation now. The Rohingya children study under the UNICEF and BRAC developed curriculum called Learning Competency Framework and Approach in the camps, completely free of charge. Since the end of last year, a pilot project called Myanmar Curriculum Pilot has been rolled out in Rohingya camps, which follows Myanmar curriculum and is conducted primarily in Myanmar language. UNICEF is the lead agency to roll out the Myanmar curriculum inside the camps free of charge in the learning centers in a phased manner for grade 1 to 12. Rohingya children with disability have access to all the learning centers. Regarding the questions raised on fencing to the Rohingya camps in Cox's Bazar, we would like to inform that for ensuring better security of the camps and host population, we have started fencing around the camps. We want to assure that ensuring security for Rohingya community remains our priority, and we are not in a position to compromise on these important security matters. Thank you.
Thank you, Farhad. And may I request Honorable Minister to add his comments on that.
Madam Chair, our member of the delegation has spoken widely. I just want to add something more. You know that